Welcome to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Lola Darling here, your guide through the intimate journey of self-liberation and embodied reclamation. Pour your favorite elixir, take a deep, cleansing, grounding breath, and join me as we dive into the raw, unfiltered, provocative essence of being fully alive and embodied in your authentic truth and power. This is where we celebrate the untamed, where your spirit roars, it's time to break free. I'm Lola Darling. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, and this is your invitation to revel in the provocative dance of becoming fully alive to the truth of who you are. Let's get to it, shall we? Just real quick before I drop you this episode, I just want to let you know I have a free masterclass called Unleash the Vixen for all you people pleasers or good girls out there that are ready to break free and embody your liberated truth. Come join me for that. It's February 23rd, 2024. Or the replay will be available. If you're listening to this podcast later, you can just go over, click the link, register, and you'll get the email with the pre-recorded masterclass, Unleashing the Inner Vixen. And I look forward to playing with you, to seeing you in person, to connecting more deeply. So without further ado, here's today's episode, and I hope you enjoy.
Are you a people pleaser? Because here's the thing. A lot of us women are people pleasers, and it's creating disease, disharmony, disembodiment, all the things that we talk about in this podcast. But today, I want to talk about how people pleasing is making us hate ourselves. So over the long term, when we continue to feed the people pleaser in us, we abandon ourselves. We sabotage ourselves. We sabotage our relationship with ourselves, the trust in ourselves, our discernment, over and over and over and over and over again. Every time we say an unaligned yes to someone, every time we choose someone else's needs over our own, every time we put someone else's happiness over our own, we're hurting ourselves. Which not only creates a disconnection with the self, leading to deeper and deeper disembodiment over time, as I've talked about in another episode. But over time, we start to not trust ourselves. And this probably started when we were really young. So by the time we're in our 30s, 40s even, and we start to realize that we've got a problem being a people pleaser, we're already in so much pain in our relationship to ourselves over the years and years and years of abandoning ourselves, of abandoning our truth, our needs, our wants, our desires, all for the sake of being the good girl once again, right? Being good enough, being the people pleaser, being the one that doesn't want to hurt anybody else's feelings, so I'll hurt my own instead. And over time, this creates a deep, deep level of distrust within ourselves. And when we don't trust ourselves, we don't feel safe, ever. Trust and safety come hand in hand. That's another episode for you as well. So over time, we keep people pleasing, saying yes to all the things, saying no to ourselves, and we stress ourselves out. We're overbooked, we're overworked, we're overwhelmed all day, every day, because we can't make time for ourselves. We're not leaving time for our own self-care, for our own sanity, for our own relationships even sometimes. Those on the extreme end of people-pleasing may say yes so much that they fill their schedules to the point where it's wreaking havoc in their intimate relationships. But ultimately, we're here to talk about our intimate relationships with ourself and partners and love and sex. And people pleasing really, really, really affects our magnetism and our intimacy and our sex lives with those closest to us. Because especially if we're people pleasing everyone around us, but we aren't people pleasing our partner, which can happen a lot because they know we have this people pleasing problem, right? So then they are always getting put on the back burner. You do the math of how that's going to affect your relationship. But more importantly, I want to talk about how being the people pleaser is affecting us when we are people pleasing in our relationships too. Because then we're always putting someone else over ourselves. Not only are we out in the world people pleasing while we're at work, while we're on the street, while we're getting our house redone, in our family, but we go home and we're people pleasing too. And it creates a lot of resentment. We're gonna one day wake up and hate our partner, just like one day we woke up and hated ourselves. Maybe we didn't consciously hate ourselves, but somewhere within us, there's such a deep level of distrust in ourself because we're always people-pleasing that there's a deep self-loathing or a part that is in deep self-loathing because it really thinks you don't give a shit about yourself. The body-mind is alive. It can feel you. It can hear you. You're in a relationship with yourself, with all 87,000 parts of yourself. All of these little faces and voices and sensations in the body, they're alive. And the parts of you that you abandon every time you say yes when you mean no, they're suffering. Now, ladies, I know that you can feel me deeply on this sentiment. For every time you've said yes when you meant no, now let's go a layer deeper. For every time you said yes to intimacy, to sex, to sexual intimacy, when your body meant no, when your body was a no and you ignored it, or sometimes when you said yes, but your body was screaming no. And I'm not talking about in this episode the ones that didn't have the choice to say no. My heart goes out for you. I'm there with you. That's a conversation for another day. I'm talking about the more subtle nuances of those, all of those experiences for us women where we had a choice and our choice would have been respected. Maybe respected, but at least listened to. But all the times, go back now in your mind, think about it. All the times you said yes when your body was screaming no. Maybe you weren't ready yet. Maybe you didn't know this person well enough. Maybe you were too drunk. Maybe you just weren't there yet in the relationship. Maybe you weren't in the mood. Maybe you just weren't feeling the dude. But he bought you dinner and he bought you 3 drinks and you felt like you owed him one. Or you were supposed to. Or this is what good girls do. This is all an example of how we people please in the bedroom. Because when we're people pleasers, I can guarantee you that you're not just people pleasing out in the world and never people pleasing at home, never people pleasing in the bedroom, never people pleasing in your dating life. Now, if you're married and in a long-term relationship, there may have been a time where you started to draw those boundaries where you don't people please with your partner. And this can be step one. You can use that muscle to start cultivating a deeper level of trust with yourself and rewire this people pleasing programming for the other areas of life. But a lot of times we are also people pleasing in our relationships, especially in dating, especially early on. When we have the people pleasing tendency and we're dating early on, We want them to be happy. We want them to like us if we're into them, right? Like, we want them to like us, and we don't want there to be any room for them to not like us if we're interested. And so we bend over backwards to do all the things. We change our schedule around so that it fits them. We make ourselves more available. We let them choose the place and everything, right? We bow down to this person that we're interested in or person that we're dating. This can even happen in the first like 3 to 6 months of relationship where we're just constantly wanting to appease the other person. Just like we've done most of our lives, wanting to appease the world. And it just cuts into our self-trust deeply, creating a lack of discernment, a lack of trust, and a lack of safety because we're not listening to our body. We're not listening to the truth that is exuding through us for our needs, for our wants. We're not listening and standing in the power of our truth that our needs matter too. And I am a part of the whole when it comes to pleasing everyone. And if I'm not pleasing myself first, then who is? It's not selfish to have needs and wants and to get them met and to meet them yourself. So it's time we start untangling this hot, hot mess we have of self-sabotage and self-abandonment through our need to people please, and start slowly reclaiming a sense of trust for ourselves, so that we can stand in our truth, stand up for what we need and want, and for once learn to put ourselves first, to choose me, simply because I love myself and I get to choose me. I get to choose what I want and I need too. It's not always about you. And we get so deeply into this people-pleasing conditioning and the good girl shit conditioning because we've been conditioned to believe, we have been deeply programmed in our minds to believe that putting ourselves first is selfish. And selfish is bad. Selfish is unhealthy. Selfish is wrong. Selfish is not good. But I'm here to break these chains. And I'm here to help you come totally fucking unbound, because none of this is truth. This is all bullshit. Because if you don't put you first, who will? If you're not full of yourself, who are you full of? Because the relationship you have with yourself is the most important relationship in the world. It's the only one. It's the only relationship that you will have for eternity. It's the only relationship you have from the moment you are born to the moment you die. So are you going to keep abandoning it? Are you going to keep taking yourself further and further away from yourself? Or are you going to bring yourself closer, and treat yourself like you're somebody worthy of your own love by standing in your truth, speaking up for yourself, having boundaries, and saying no?
Romantic and rebellious ones, thank you for sipping from the provocative cup inside the Embodied Liberation Lounge. This is Lola Darling. You can connect with me over on Instagram at @thelolaDarling_. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and don't forget to subscribe so that you always have a first-class seat in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Stay untamed, fancy, and free. But before you go, remember this. The world yearns for you in your power. turned on and dripping wet in your fully expressed truth and liberated soul. Trust yourself. Let the body be your guide and allow the mystery to unfold. Until our next dance with decadence and debauchery of all our untamed spaces and faces, keep dreaming provocatively, dreamers.